Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The World Show with Nikki B.
I'm Nikki B, but right now I'm really, really happy to have with me a beautiful, beautiful artist, Tandi Ntuli. Welcome to the World Show, Tandi.
Nikki, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to finally be on your show.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to have you. I think this is like so overdue, it's not even funny. So I'm really happy that you've come, and even more special that it's on Women's Day. So thank you for being here.
Yes. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Tandi, you know, I've been blown away by all your music, your albums. Also, your collaborations are so incredible. And I think the last time I saw you in person, you were playing with Steve Dyer.
Yes.
Was that? Yes. At Kaya. Was that when I saw you? But anyway,
yes,
you just.
I think it was when you had just launched
it was,
the Genesis Project.
His album, yeah. And it was just so beautiful to have you there. But, you know, before we go into Exiled, because that is what I really want to focus on today, a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and how come you were involved with music from a very young age?
Well, I started playing from a very early age, and I think that was because my mother loved the piano, and she had tried to get my older siblings into it, but she had started quite late. And so someone told her that, you know, it's always good to start them quite young, because they tend to stick to it. So
yes.
I think when it came to child number five, she decided, okay, she's going to start at the age of four. And then I was doing classical music all the time. It's very strange because I think at the time there was nothing that seemed out of the ordinary, because also, I mean, as even though I grew up in Soshanguve in Tshwane,
yes,
my father, coming from Soweto and having grown up in Sophiatown, being able to play music and musical instrument was very much part of the family's culture that my grandfather had instilled. You know,
yes,
my dad played piano, uncles, everyone played something or could sing, but there was some form of ability to create music. So I look back in hindsight, I'm always like, oh, that's so strange. I'm sure people must have thought, who is this kid who plays classical piano?
Yes.
But at the same time, I also came from a family that really, really loved music, and also my mom's just initiation on that part.
Yes. But now, I mean, you went on to study jazz, but just sticking with the classical music for a moment, do you think that that kind of a grounding in classical has served the way you express yourself now?
I definitely think it's played a huge role. I mean, if I think about it, I was probably involved in classical music for, you know, since I was four till about 18, I'd been playing. So it was my in terms of music education, that was my orientation. Of course, I loved different genres of music. But I think the classical gave me quite an advantage of understanding the technical aspects of music.
Yes.
Quite early, before I had to really get into and digging into self-expression. Which is why I ended up studying music and learning how to improvise and how to also become my own music writer.
Yes, I suppose it's that concept of you know, mastering something so that you can be free in a sense.
Absolutely.
You know, when you've got, because it's quite a formal tradition.
Yes.
Yes.
It's quite formal, but it's also quite vast. You know, I remember. Really, once I came across the music of French composer Claude Debussy, I was completely in love. And sonically, he actually uses a lot of things that you can find in African music in terms of what he uses in his compositions and how he puts things together. His music was very magical for me. So I think the classical music was broad in itself. And also made it very clear to me that there's so many different styles and approaches to this one discipline.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So now let's talk a little bit about your jazz, you know, how this evolved, your passion evolved into a focus on jazz. Or do you think in a way you were just kind of following the next step in your evolution? Or, you know, at what point did you decide jazz is now where I want to go?
You know, I think I had a stroke of luck, because had I not made one choice, I probably would have studied classical music at university.
Yes.
I finished my matric year with the intention of going to study, and with some intervention from the family, they just thought, you know, my matric year was really busy, so I actually didn't have time to consider what I wanted to study and where. So I ended up taking a gap year and deferring my entry into university a year later.
Yes.
And on my gap year, I went to stay with my sister who was studying in the UK at the time, and I met a Nigerian pianist who was improvising, but it sounded so beautiful. So I asked him, what song is he playing? And he was like, no, I'm improvising. And I was like gobsmacked.
Yes.
Because I just thought, how are you improvising? And that sounds so good. Then he started planting the seed and saying, no, you should study jazz and check out some jazz, because if you learn how to improvise, you'll learn how to make up things as you go.
Yes.
And so that's when I really started having this desire to study jazz and learn more about it, because I really did want to be a composer.
Okay.
Yeah, so when I came back, I changed my everything. I begged my way into the jazz course because I didn't know how to play jazz, so I couldn't audition, but I begged.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. Now we're going to play a track off Exiled, which is the album, as I said, I want to feature tonight. In fact, we're going to play the title track. But maybe let's talk about the theme of this album when we come back on the other side of the title track.
Okay.
Yes, speaking to the beautiful Tandi and Thuli, and let me tell you, preparing tonight's show and listening to the album twice from beginning to end, I'm just so excited to be featuring it on tonight's World Show. You with me, Nikki B, on Kaya FM 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya FM 95.9. How absolutely beautiful. Exile, the title track of Tandi and Thuli's album. And of course, she's with us tonight. And it certainly is a celebration of excellence. Thank you, Tandi, once again for being with us.
Thank you.
And in fact, I must also credit Vuyo, who was featured on that track. So beautiful, beautiful. But now, Tandi, Exiled. Why Exiled? Where did the theme of this album, you know, come from for you?
Exiled was a very inward-looking project, I think. And I think I was contemplating how I feel, a sense of not belonging based on some of the experiences that I had had, some of the things that I had shared with people around me. Kind of contemplating this idea of belonging and just this feeling that I sense just moving through the world, you know, triggered, of course, by, as I said, personal experiences. So I always struggled to actually articulate what the album was about, because I felt like it was very layered. It had a spiritual layer to it. It had definitely an emotional layer, and there was also somewhat the political layer to it. So, yeah, I think that's my best way of explaining 2 years later.
Well, you know, it's so interesting to me that you speak about that sense of place. And it's something I can completely relate to. On the one hand, I feel like I belong in some ways to a certain space or place. Mm-hmm. But on another way, I feel like I'm a foreigner everywhere.
Yes.
You know, and I think it is part of the condition we deal with today and part of, you know, living in these kind of these dual realities, if you like.
Yes.
You know, but why specifically for you did you feel that exiled? Do you still feel like you belong, but you don't belong? That sense of,
yes.
Do you still question your sense of belonging? If I can put it that way.
Yes. And I think a lot of my sort of attraction to music has been the way it's helped me sort of figure out or navigate identity. Because there's sort of identities and boxes that we're given as to what we fit into, what you're a woman, what is a woman, the idea of what a woman is, you're a black person, what the idea of what a black person is, you're South African, and all those many identities that I've felt myself navigating, not completely relating to them, but also, you know, trying to discover or find something that feels real for me.
Very interesting. So do you think that in the process of making Exiled, possibly you found a sense of place?
Well, I think that place is sort of it's in the balance of uncertainty and certainty, you know? I think that's the nature of how we exist. There's always a sense of duality to everything. And I think we can go crazy when we feel like we've gone too much to one end. And so I think for me, I'm kind of finding comfort with the idea of balance.
And for me, sometimes it's wherever I am, that is my place. It's a within thing, as you say. It touches on elements of spirituality. So beautiful, yes.
Yeah.
Now you on this album you featured a couple of artists, and you know, was that your intention originally, or did you find that certain songs were needing certain people?
Yes, I definitely felt that there were certain songs that I wanted something specific. As you mentioned, I featured Vuyo. It wasn't on this song though that you just played. It was on It's Complicated. I featured Ubutlale Makene on Abyssinia, and Lebo Mashile, who was on The Void,
which we'll play just now.
And I just felt like I needed that extra distinct, particularly on The Void. I have written a few things, but I don't feel like I'm a poet in terms of articulating things and putting some rhythm to the words. So I felt she was the perfect person to do it. And there was such a synergy, you know, in these ideas when I sat down and spoke to her, that it just felt like the natural thing to do.
No, I hear that. And I think one of the reasons that I brought that up was because, as you know, as a solo artist, you are strong. As a band leader, you are so strong. But also one of your other strengths is in collaboration. And I found that, you know, that those moments on this album are also part of who Tandi is.
Interesting observation.
You know, for me, that's, you know, that's a gift. Not all artists are good. Not all excellent artists are great collaborators. So,
thank you.
You know, but for me, you are one of those people who has that ability. So I'm crediting that, and maybe we can talk about some of those other projects a little bit later. But right now, I want to share one of the songs that I've been playing a lot on the World Show, Umthandazo Womzali. Please tell us about it, Tandi.
Well, I wrote the song Umthandazo in university already, and it appeared on my first album. this particular version was just, I arranged the song differently. I think it first came about from a performance, and there was just a strong pull to the theme of the album. It just felt so fitting to add it into this album.
Yes.
And I think the title Umthanda Womzali, kind of contemplating the role that the prayers of my grandmothers and my mother and all my ancestors have played a role in the life that I have today. So I guess I just wanted to kind of celebrate that, to give thanks for that gift, because I really do believe that it is a gift when someone else offers prayers in your name, you know. Yeah.
No, beautiful, and that's what it is. And in fact, talking about that, the album's got such a strong spiritual quality that I think we must discuss that more a little bit later. But for now, let's hear Umthandazo Womzali speaking to Thandi and Thuli on The World Show. It's Kaya FM 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya FM 95.9. How absolutely beautiful. Umthandazo Womzali. She is Thandi Thuli. The album is Exiled, and of course, she's with us at the moment on The World Show. Thandi, absolutely beautiful. Thank you once again. Now, we were speaking about your evolution. So, moving from your first album, you know, what did you learn from your first album and how did it evolve into Exiled?
You know, I don't have children, but women who have had more than one child will tell you that after you have the first child, you think the second child is going to be easier to give birth to. But it's often not the case, and every situation is different. And I felt that was very similar with my experience with the offering in Exiled. I mean, after the offering, I was pretty sure that I know how to do this, blah, blah, blah. Yes. Those who are following me will remember that the album in 2017 already, I was talking about it coming out soon, and it just kept delaying and delaying and delaying. And I feel like because I made a lot more different choices musically in my approach to this. I wasn't approaching it specifically as a jazz album where I'd play a melody and we'd play solos and then end the song. But it was more of a produced album. I did a lot more speaking with other people in terms of the ideas that I had. One of the people that I was really blessed to speak to in the time of working on this album was Dr. Uwale Serote. And just to, I think I was just testing my ideas and making sure that I'm not imagining things and just getting guidance just from other people's experiences as well. So I did a lot more of that. And of course, I really wanted to clarify my intention to have an album that sort of speaks to what is happening in people's lives, both internally and the experiences in our society, but without having a sort of finger-pointing kind of tone in it. Yeah, I really wanted to... I really wanted it to be something that whoever listens to gets inspired to self-reflect and... To almost be a catalyst for someone or someone's own healing. So those things which were not the tangible, foreseeable challenges were a lot trickier for me to navigate, and it took me much longer than I thought it would. But I think everything came together in the right time, in the right way.
Well, for me, it sounds like one of those albums that had to define its own timeline, in a sense.
Yes.
You know, it's a deep, timeless album, but in a way, that's why I asked you that question, is because I had the sense that this album was very integrated with the process, less with the planning.
Yes,
if you know
absolutely.
What I'm saying. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Amazing, absolutely beautiful. And by the way, I must just say, you've got a message from Fikile saying, "I just love her," with a lot of those thank you hands. So,
thank you, Fikile.
Now, and with Exiled as well, I mean, it's taken you places. Where do you think you've gone because of Exiled? You know, in terms of performances, in terms of collaborations, where has Exiled taken you?
Exiled, it blew me away in how I felt such a personal story could touch so many people, even people who come from different cultural backgrounds. And I think it really opened the door in the sense that I managed to articulate a personal story that found many listeners who related to it in some way. And it's given me the opportunity to play, to play in the U.S. Last year I was in the U.S., played with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra.
That's right, yes.
And also played in Los Angeles. It was actually around this time when C and I played for an event celebrating South Africa's Women's Day in LA.
Yes.
It opened those doors. It opened up to myself. It opened up a sense of what am I trying to do with my music. I think I was asking that a lot more intently with this project. And I think that leads to very meaningful, even interviews in terms of conversations that I had around my music seemed very intentional as well. And I really appreciated how I had a lot of focus on my art as well.
Yes.
So I think it's amazing the places that it's taken me, whether physically or in terms of just how I go about what I do.
Absolutely. Beautiful. I want to talk to you about a couple of other things, but let's hear the next song. And as I said to you earlier, off air, I've been trying to actually, you know, because when I work and compile, it's very much each song dictates the next song, you know. And I've been trying to get this one in the mix for about a month now and haven't quite managed. And today being Women's Day, I think is the perfect time to share with everybody The Void. As you spoke about, you featured Lebo on the song.
Yeah.
And I think it says it all with Women's Day. So let's hear this one and we'll talk more on the other side of it. I'm with Tandi and Thuli on The World Show on Kaya FM 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya FM 95.9, The Void, featuring Lebo Mashile. Of course, it's tonight's guest, Tandi and Thuli, of her album Exiled. Wow, Tandi, you know, your music is on another level. And I spoke about it, and really, you're part of this wave. We have a few, I must give credit where it's due, of South African musicians, which are literally, you know, groundbreaking and taking the South African idiom to a whole new level and presenting it globally. Yes. Mm. Now, I know you draw very strongly on certain South African artists, and I know that Becky Masaleku is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, you know, your experience with Becky's work and how this influenced or inspired you.
Wow. I think Becky Masaleku is, for me, a whole package. It's not just how he's influenced me in terms of his incredible compositions, because I was completely in love with, not was, I am completely in love with the way he writes. But he's also a fantastic piano player. He is incredibly spiritual in a way that I think has influenced me as well, and just in terms of being reflective on some of the things. You know, a lot of his song titles have led me to spiritual discoveries. You know, things like Miramar, song like Miramar, of his solo piano album. For me, the thing I've been looking for, if I can say, is articulating this sort of idea of my African identity, my South African identity, in a way that is not fitting into what the Western world perceives Africa to be, you know? I'm aware that that's a part of our idioms and a part of our stories, but we're very layered, and we've got so many aspects to us. We have so many influences to our music. And so I've always not really enjoyed the way African music is sort of kind of
oversimplified. Yes,
compartmentalized, yes, and oversimplified. I think jazz music is one of the genres that lends itself to that kind of collaboration in terms of genres or sounds and influences. So for me, he is one of our artists who has done that so very well. Yes. You know, he's definitely got that influence from the American traditional jazz, but he's so very distinctly South African, and that's what I love about him.
Yes, absolutely. I found it so interesting that, you know, you've brought this up, you know, this concept again of place and identity. And on one sense, I feel that you are drawing, you know, this is a heritage project. Exiled is a heritage project. But I completely relate to that idea of place and time and experience. And it makes me think of the late, great Francis Bebe. When I met him, he said, you know, I said, you're one of the greatest African artists. And he said to me, first, I'm a human being. And I always think, you know, that's first we have to recognize that whether we are a spiritual being, a human being, and being a woman and a South African and African and all of that comes next, if you like.
Yes.
You know, yes. It's still a part of it, but it's not the primary one, you know. And for me, that, I think, is the global appeal of your music, and I appreciate that very, very much. Because on one hand, you're actually acknowledging where you've come from, and you live with a certain level of identity, relating to artists like Becky and so forth, but also from a global experience. Now, I know we're going to run out of time, and I want to play a couple more tracks. So you mentioned it's complicated before. On that note, you've worked on a few different collaborations. You've worked on some project albums. You've contributed greatly as Tandi and Thuli on other people's albums. Is there any particular person that you've worked with over the last couple of years, or people or project that you feel is worth a mention that has impacted on your expression?
I definitely think Steve Dyer has impacted me. And I think what I've always enjoyed about working with Steve is how much we engage in dialogue off the bandstand, and we just talk about stuff, whatever stuff, maybe, you know, joking around or really serious things, and, you know, engaging in critical dialogue and, you know, debates or whatever. I think that really has been something that has been really helpful also just in shaping as a human being. As you said, with what Francis Bebe said, the music is what we express from life, you know, and I enjoy being around people who encourage me to think, who encourage me to question my own position or my own opinions or my own outlook. I think it just makes for being a fuller or a more whole human being. So in that way, that has been a great influence. I think Lebo Mashile's collaboration was a very important one for me. And in my EPK for this album, which is on YouTube, the videographer Tsidiso actually documented a conversation that was really highlighting one of the themes behind the album and also this particular song that she featured on. And yes. I think Lebo's incredibly courageous. You know, she's not...
Yes.
She's very courageous. She says what's on her mind when it's something that she feels is right, and she does not shy away from speaking out against an injustice where a lot of the times a lot of us could feel like, oh, you know, holding back. Yes. So I think she has really taught me in just being herself how to be really courageous about things. I mean, with this song, there were times going back and forth editing. I'm like, I really don't know. I don't want people to think this, you know.
Yes.
And she was like, it's your call, you know.
Yes.
But I also, because she's an artist, I didn't also want to, like, censor her piece of art, you know.
Yes.
So,
and her sense, it's unapologetic in a sense.
Not one ounce of courage.
Yes, I think that gives courage to each other, you know, and even more, and I have to bring it up as it is Women's Day, and we need that from each other as women, that
we do.
Sometimes that encouragement to be unapologetic, to express the deepest things unapologetically. Yes.
You know, Brahim Maskela once said in an interview that he feels like we've kind of, as human beings, we've lost the sense of outrage with the things that are not okay with the world. We've just sort of normalized a lot of things. I don't know if it's our overexposure to bad things, but it doesn't feel like there's enough outrage at things that are completely outrageous. And I think in that sense, Lebo is someone who has reminded me of the importance of that, of being like, whoa, we're not letting this pass. We're not letting this slide.
Yes.
This needs to be called out. So I think also in that way, she's been very influential for me.
Absolutely beautiful. Now, I really wanted to play It's Complicated and Cosmic Light and Tuba, you know, the two parts of it. But I think we're going to run out of time, and I know you've got other commitments. So I think let's end this feature on It's Complicated.
Okay.
And I'll keep Cosmic Light for next week because it's an incredible, incredible experience. But Tandi, is there anything you want to say? I know I keep going on about it. I don't usually, you know, ask about what it's like being a woman in the industry, but it is Women's Day. So is there a message out there for Women's Day, or maybe for all the women?
Yes, I think, you know, I think today, first and foremost, is a day where we celebrate courageous women who stood up against a very corrupt and unjust system. And I think I just want to salute, I know women, whether their praises are sung out loud or not, there's so many incredible women in South Africa doing wonderful things in every corner. For me, I just want to thank you. There's so many women who have inspired me. I thank you, Sis Nikki. I think your show is incredibly nourishing. The music you select and just the attention you pay on each artist that you bring onto your show. So thank you as well, as an incredible woman. And to every woman out there, thank you, and happy Women's Day.
Yes, and I look forward to having you on the show in person in the not-so-distant future.
Absolutely.
But thank you so much, Tandi. And I'm going to end by saying something you touched on in the beginning, and you spoke about the aspect of healing. And truly, your music is a medicine, and please keep healing us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're going to end this feature with Tandi's It's Complicated off her beautiful album, Exiled. This one is part two, and I'll save Cosmic Light for next week. Thanks, Tandi. It is Kaya FM. 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.